Yesterday, Coffee Mumbo Jumbo had the Mexican Finca Muxpal coffee roasted to perfection by Small Batch in Hove on the cupping table, and it was so good that I never used my spittoon. I swallowed every slurp. It was beautiful in the mouth. It was just balanced. It was clean as a whistle, which is the first indicator of a great coffee. It's gotta be clean. And it really is that. It is sweet. It is just beautiful. And I couldn't wait to put it through the R58 Rocket PID machine this morning. And I did just that. And it is an amazing coffee. I'm drinking my flat white here in a double shot. Put some milk to it. Frothed beautifully this morning. Doesn't always happen as nicely as today, but it really did. And it's got beautiful caramel notes. Now, researching a little bit more on the Small Batch website, and you can do that yourself. In fact, I encourage you to look at all the different coffees that Small Batch have on offer at, smallbatchcoffee.co.uk. Simple as that. Go to the shop and have a look. Now, I've had the third coffee now that I've used in the last 4 days. It was no longer than that from Small Batch, and all of them delicious. You might remember I had from Finca El Carmen, I had in El Salvador, that is. I had the orange bourbon, I had the red bourbon. And today, the Finca Muxpal from Mexico. And I must say, the owner and roaster, Al, actually travels to origin and has beautiful relationships with the farmers. Makes a huge difference when the farmer knows where his coffee is going to and how much care the roaster will put into it and convey to his customers, to you and me, to the end consumer of that coffee, all the hard work that's gone into it, where it comes from, what varietal it is. So let me just tell you a little bit more about the varietal of that particular coffee. Of course, 100% Arabica. We're not touching anything else but Arabica beans. The varietal Catura, Catuai, and Mundo Novo. And it's harvested and grown at an altitude of 1,500 meters. Now that's quite high. And you know, the higher the coffee is grown, the better for the coffee. Arabica beans just grow very slowly and they need the high altitudes just to mature slower and better. And of course, only ripe cherries are harvested. Another top secret, or not secret, a top important message that farmers need to know about, to only harvest those cherries that have gone red and then they harvest it. Of course, there are other varietals that are yellow. So then it's got to be a deep yellow before they're ready to be harvested. So again, this altitude is quite impressive. 1,500 meters above the Pacific Ocean. Mexico, a beautiful country to visit. I've been lucky enough to have been to Mexico in my previous occupation, which was as a horse photographer. And I traveled to Mexico a few times for big international show jumping events. But now it's back to coffee. Just remembering that Mexico is a beautiful country and a country that obviously produces amazing coffees. So this is also 100% Rainforest Alliance certificated. Now that's not easy to get. And apparently this particular farm is really one of the only ones that can have an absolute 100% rating. Now, it's lovely and caramelly, it's sweet, it's rich, and it coats the mouth so beautifully. Kept neat also, it was. Maybe my extraction wasn't the best when I did my first shot and tried it as an espresso. There was a tiny bit of bitterness at the tail end of it, but I'm sure that's down to me because on the cupping table there was no bitterness whatsoever. I'm happy to report that my next extractions were just that much better. It ran better. And adding milk to this coffee is just amazing. I've got to take another sip. Slurping is part of the fun. Oh, is it? Oh, I mean, again, I can drink this all day long. Now, I've also got a little piccolo there, which a double shot in my shot glass, which can take up to a bit more than 60 millimeters. So I've added milk to that, drew a little heart on it, because the Mexican Muxpal roasted by Small Batch deserves nothing else but a big heart on it. Oh, that as well. Of course, more coffee coming through, there's less milk there, but it is also delicious. I tell you what, I can't rave enough about Small Batch. They just are an amazing roaster, and you can just feel that love, that attention to detail that goes into everything they do. Even if you check out their website, they've got beautiful videos running. They've got everything going for themselves. So thanks again for taking so much care in what you do. Your craft excels, and we can benefit from all of this in the cup. Thanks again, Small Batch. You really made another great Coffee Mumbo Jumbo Day.